From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A new national security advisor for President Trump. President Donald Trump on Monday named a new national security advisor, selecting military strategist Army Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster. He also announced that Army Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, who had been his acting advisor, will now serve as chief of staff at the National Security Council.
He's a man of tremendous talent and tremendous experience. I watched and read a lot over the last 2 days. He is highly respected by everybody in the military, and we're very honored to have him. He also has known for a long time General Keith Kellogg, who I also have gotten to know, and he's a terrific man, and they're going to be working together. And Keith is going to be chief of staff, and I think that combination is something very, very special.
McMaster replaces Michael Flynn, the retired Army general who resigned after it was revealed he was not forthcoming with Vice President Mike Pence about a conversation he had with Russia's U.S. ambassador. Pence in Brussels on Monday said he supported the resignation decision.
I was disappointed to learn that the facts that had been conveyed to me by General Flynn were inaccurate. But we honor General Flynn's long service to the United States of America, and I fully support the president's decision to ask for his resignation.
The National Security Advisor does not require Senate confirmation. The government of the Democratic Republic of Congo on Monday dismissed a video purportedly showing an army massacre of civilians as the work of anonymous amateurs and insisting it was not the government's job to prove the innocence of the army. It called on the accusers to provide proof. The video shows a group of uniformed men opening fire and walking among bodies in the village of Mwanza Lamba. A U.S. spokesman condemned what he called heinous abuses shown. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis in Baghdad on Monday met Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and praised the Iraqi armed forces as they seek to liberate the northern city of Mosul from the Islamic State, also known as Daesh.
They have been outstanding in watching out for the people that they're trying to liberate from Daesh, but at the same time defeat Daesh decisively. And I salute the operation in Mosul so far. It's been very professionally carried out against tough resistance. And to see them back in the fight again today as they free the rest of Mosul.
Those forces are fighting toward the city's airport, led by federal police and interior ministry units. Colombia's Marxist rebels are surrendering their weapons to the UN after thousands reached designated demobilization zones on Monday. President Juan Manuel Santos was at one zone and said despite many obstacles, they had reached an irreversible phase. The Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, signed a peace agreement with the government late last year to put an end to Latin America's longest running armed conflict. Malaysian health officials said today that they've not yet determined the cause of death in the apparent assassination of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, Noor Hishan Abdullah. He's the director of the General Health at the Malaysian Health Ministry, told reporters that samples taken from an autopsy on Kim Jong-nam have been sent to a lab for analysis to both determine what killed him and identify his next of kin. He did rule out one possibility of death.
No evidence of anything.
That analysis will include examining the samples of evidence of any poisons, and it's unclear when it will be completed. Votes are still being counted following Sunday's presidential election in Ecuador. The leftist ruling Country Alliance candidate Lenin Moreno maintains a lead over his closest rival, former banker Guillermo Lasso. Britain's upper house of lords on Monday began debating legislation authorizing Britain's exit from the European Union. The unelected chamber is seeking amendments to guarantee Parliament has a say in the negotiations. Baroness Smith leads in the Labour opposition.
We will not block, wreck or sabotage the legislation before us. Whatever our personal views, disappointments and genuine concerns for the future, that is not the role of this House. But I've also said, neither should we provide the government with a blank cheque.
Any amendments will have to go back to the lower House of Commons for approval. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.